Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome now Tim Harris, the CEO of Westgrow, who's been instrumental in negotiating this exciting new deal, this announcement that we're finally going to see the return of a non-stop route between the US and Cape Town, Cape Town in New York in particular. Tim, how many years has this been in the making?
We kicked off the project 4 years ago, and from the beginning we realized the US flight was the big prize. So 4 years of building a team and generating significant support from national, provincial, and local government and Cape Town corporates, we worked out how we could work with carriers to make a business case, and we landed 13 new nonstop routes in the last 4 years, 1.5 million seats into and out of Cape Town, but always it was elusive, this nonstop flight to the U.S., until last night when our discussions with United Airlines culminated in them giving us a call saying they're about to announce a new nonstop service from New York to Cape Town, which will start in December.
4 years and a few grey hairs along the way, Tim. Can you just quantify what the net impact is going to be in terms of things like additional passengers and the economic benefit to the region?
Yeah, so we asked Grant Thornton to take a look at the impact of a flight. They calculated about 24,000 passengers increase based on the flight. That would be about 280 million in direct tourism spend, ramping up to more than 400 million by 2021, and equating to just south of 900 jobs. So that's the kind of conservative estimate of the impact on the economy as far as tourism is concerned. But there's obviously also trade benefits with about 100 million rands worth of cargo capacity and air freight, and a broad contribution to the economy of about 286 million. So I think it's a pretty significant impact in the short run. But obviously once you've got a seasonal flight, we can make the case to work towards a year-round flight. And then we're connected to one of the world's biggest economies, or the world's biggest economy, with nonstop service from that iconic city, New York, direct into Cape Town. And I think it's a big step forward for connectivity for our city.
A massive achievement, big step forward. Just in 30 seconds or less, what was so difficult about getting that US deal signed? Why did it prove so elusive?
It's interesting. I mean, it will be one of the longest flights in the world. It's you know, we're getting lots of ultra long range planes now, so this is becoming more possible. But a couple of years ago, not many carriers had them. The other story is obviously Delta's been flying to Africa a long time. United used to fly to Nigeria, but they cut their flights and they don't have any recent Africa experience. And American Airlines has never flown to Africa. So these are carriers for whom Africa is very much an emerging frontier market. So it was about convincing them that they could take a bet on Cape Town as an access point into Africa. And that's something that took quite a lot of convincing, but we've
sure.
got it done.
Oh, Tim Harris, CEO of Westgrow, congratulations. I'm sure you're chatting away to Vianney Jarana as well. Melissa Stevens is up next in the lounge for our Cape Town listeners. And in Gauteng, Anne Williams is in for Carolyn Stain and some of the world's most beautiful music on Classic Winding Down.